smoker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We are delighted you're here. We're broadcasting today, 4 hours. 4 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. During the last 2 hours, I was on with Sam Bushman and Joyce Riley on the Power Hour coming forward to USAprepares.com. Sam Bushman is with us. Mike Parsons from Tennessee is joining us. And then on hour number two of this particular piece, the USAprepares.com piece, Joyce Riley will be joining us. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Thank you very much, Vincent Fennelli, my friend. And by the way, I was with the first hour with Joyce, too. It was her show. Then we simulcasted my show and her show. For the second hour, that was a little bit crazy. When you guys talked on the breaks, I had to chop you off and ad-lib there because I was covering her breaks. My clock is kind of the easiest clock to maneuver around and stuff like that, so I take your breaks when we do these simulcasts. Anyway, to make a long story short, that was fantastic. Now, this hour, Liberty Roundtable Live simulcasts with USA Prepares.
Mm-hmm. And joining us from Tennessee, Mike Parsons, USAprepares.com instructor, farmer, Nemenha. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to have you here. And I'd like to share with our class what we're doing. Class, Joyce Riley is a broadcaster on Genesis Communications Network. Sam Bushman is a broadcaster on Liberty News Radio. And I broadcast on Genesis Communications Network. And the interesting thing is, all three of us are on at the same time. Under normal circumstances, we would be considered competitors. However, the three of us are of like mind as broadcasters, and we have decided that you need to be able to hear all of us sequentially. And what we've done is we've worked out an arrangement with a radio station in Missouri, Big Country 99.3 FM, and we are on Big Country 99.3 FM one after the next after the next. So for 7 hours, we broadcast Monday through Friday. So it starts out with me for 2 hours at 10 o'clock at night. Then Sam Bushman joins for 2 hours from midnight to 2, and then Joyce Riley picks up the controls at 2 o'clock and goes till 5 o'clock in the morning. And what's really interesting about this is that we do not meet and say, okay, who's going to discuss what? Each one of us independently figures out what we want to do, what we think is important, what we want to talk about. But the most amazing thing is we are all on the same page. And that's why we're doing this broadcast today, all of us, so that we can share with you our thoughts, who we are, and introduce ourselves a little bit farther and further into our perspective. So, Sam, why don't we start with you? Can you just give us a thumbnail of why who you are and why you're broadcasting? And then, Mike, you've been a broadcaster, Mike Parsons in Tennessee. He started his own radio show to get his message out, and we'll ask him the same question. And then let's get on to the trucker strike and what's happening with that.
All right. So I make my living as an IT director for companies. I work in the radio station automation market. I've developed software called Audio Compass, which is a audio over IP solution for broadcasters, meaning two people can be in different locations and sound like they're in studio together via my software. And so I've been in the IT business forever. I've made my living primarily in IT and real estate. About 20 years ago, I heard some crazy radio talk show hosts at night. Well, they weren't really crazy. I just thought they were. After some research, I found out they were right, and I've dedicated my life ever since to becoming a newsmaker and truly educating Americans. With a goal of God, family, country is kind of my motto. Our goal is to bring morality back into society. We're not revolutionists, but we are restorationists. Our goal is to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. My goal is to promote God, family, and country on your radio. So that's kind of what I've done for a living and what I do. And my wife and I have 8 children. I've been married 21 years. Oldest kid's 20, youngest kid's 5, 4 boys, 4 girls. And I've got them in all aspects of life, from married right on down to, thank heavens, they're out of diapers kind of an idea. And so I'm a family man. My family, my children, and my wife are my treasures. And so, you know what? I live what I preach, if you will, to the best of my ability. Am I perfect at it? Far from. But you know what? We wake up every day with our boots on the ground and try hard, sir.
And you hail from Utah.
I live in the beautiful Beehive Olympic State of Utah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so here we have broadcasters from different parts of the country, and we have all come to the same place. None of us is happy with what is happening to us by a small community in Washington, D.C. Mike Parsons from Tennessee, please share with us who you are, a little bit about your background. You started a radio station, and you're trying to get the word out also.
Well, I did. I've been a listener of radio, talk radio, for a long, long time, and back about 30 years ago, I was made aware of how corrupt the government was, and through the years following that, tried to engage the system in various capacities, and virtually, the system is a closed shop. It's by invitation only. And when I ran for office in 2006, actually ran a very clean race, had a great platform, had benefits that I was able to bring forward to the community that the Old Boy Network refused to allow, such as jobs and things that were beneficial to all. And the election was flipped, literally, as the black box voting lady spoke about during that year. Many elections were stolen virtually by the click of a few keystrokes, mine included, and so I challenged it in court, only to find out that the court also was corrupted. I went to the news media, went to the FBI, I had the evidence, I had the hard cold facts that theft had occurred in this election, and it was fraud, and it was rampant. And the government was complicit, and those people in those positions were ultimately criminals, as they were violating every law in the book willfully and knowingly. But yet the government refused to hold itself accountable. The mainstream media was silent, and so therefore I had no voice. And only by calling in on a few talk shows, able to make a few salient points that they thought were effective, they invited me to start my own show. And so I created a ministry called The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons. Christ Jesus is the voice of truth. I'm Mike Parsons. But in couching it in such a way, it was a ministry cloaked in a secular format where I could discuss the issues of the day, as Joyce does, parse out the news in the first hour and break down other issues and slowly bring awareness to the people, and not only in my own plight, but also the plight of many other people who've been railroaded within this corrupt system. And did that for 2.5 years before ultimately I was railroaded into the Henning Hotel for 2.5 years.
Why don't you share with us a little bit about that hotel experience, Mike?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Can you share with us a little bit about that hotel experience?
In a nutshell, extortion is the rule of law. They do not know anything but extortion. The inmates, whether a person is innocent or guilty is irrelevant. They're all treated the same. They're all treated terribly. They are extorted. If an inmate is a good-looking inmate, and in a male institution like that, there are a lot of female guards, and they will leverage them into doing favors for them, giving them pleasures that they obviously have difficulty getting away from work, or they will write the person up and accuse them of something that didn't happen, and that will prevent that person from getting out of prison. There are people that have parole denied, such as myself. Now, I was not approached by any guards for any special favors like that, but I had written a letter to all the local news media in the city of Memphis and surrounding area in national news, basically exposing how I was railroaded. And they opened my mail, and they confronted me about it, and then accused me of, quote, thinking of circumventing policy. Now, there's no such policy as thinking of anything and being charged with a abuse of policy, but yet that's what they charged me with. And even though the parole board had approved that I be immediately released because the parole board didn't believe that I should be there, after being in there 10 months, I was told, well, stick around for another year. And then I was falsely accused again and again. So what should have only been 10 months worked out to be 2.5 years. And so I'm still fighting that system. It's total corruption. And, folks, if you've got family member or anybody that you know that's in prison, realize the system extorts people every day into pleading guilty to things they didn't do. I never pled guilty because I didn't do anything wrong, and yet they have kept juries, people that are the old boy network's family and friends of police officers and elected officials, and they sit on these juries routinely convicting people because that's their job and they get paid to do this. The whole system is a fraud. They ignore their own rules, codes, statutes, and regulations. And you're denied due process right and left. And most people don't realize the system. They think they understand it by watching TV. But unless you go and actually sit in one of these court hearings and see how they are masters of manipulation, as one attorney said, the judge in my case was a master at crafting the record. In other words, he would literally go in and pull out evidence, throw it literally in the trash can, and tell the court reporter to delete this or change this word or that word. And because I recorded everything, I had the luxury of going back when I got home and listening to the recording and reading the transcript. Now I would find various parts of it that were not there. The transcripts were altered. This is a crime. But who's going to hold them accountable? No one, unless we do. Now, in the program earlier, and I appreciate you letting me on today, Vince, I kind of feel like a flight engineer on board of 727, where you're the captain, Sam is the co-pilot, and I'm kind of in the back seat as a flight engineer looking over your shoulders and observing and trying to aid where possible. But in the previous show where you and Sam were on with Joyce Riley, you discussed a lot of things, and one of the things was the topic of the truckers in Washington trying to bring awareness to the problems in our country. And whether or not theirs is an effective solution, I don't know. But the fact is that...
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Sam Bushman, Mike Parsons, Vin Finella, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the trucker strike.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Sam Bushman's with us in the virtual USAPrepares.com broadcast classroom. Mike Parsons joining us by telephone. And I asked Sam Bushman and Mike to tell us a little bit about themselves. And Mike Parsons ran for office in Tennessee. And he said it was a closed shop. He was talking about the morality. And here's my question before we get into the trucker strike. Mike Parsons, you ran for office. The television media reported that you won. Ultimately, through all kinds of events that happened subsequently, you were set up. You were put in prison. And here's the question. Is it possible for us to have honest people elected to office in our communities? Is it possible to do that anymore? Or is it so closed that, in your case, even though you won, they were so afraid of what you would do that you were put in jail? Is it possible for us to get honest representation today?
Let Mike respond first, and I'll respond second, Vincent.
Yeah, that sounds... Yes, please do.
What most people I've spoken to that will speak to me that are in bed with the system but don't like it, and they're there only because of extortion, they say that you're either extorted or you're railroaded or you end up floating down the river. In Tipton County, those are the three options. Those are their effective ways to neutralize any opposition, and this has been going on for a long, long time. The guy that I ran against, a former used car salesman, has been in there 26 years, brings nothing to the table of any substance, has not done anything. He was not an effective administrator. That's why I ran. I won't say his name, but the fact is that there was a reason I ran. There was so much blatant corruption and theft. The comptroller of the state of Tennessee, for 20 years that he's been office, cited his office for theft, but yet no prosecution, no accountability. And that's where I stood, because I can't see people being abused in the community where I live and standing back and doing nothing. Now, you know, you make your decisions through life. I was a crossing guard when I was in the fifth grade at elementary school. I was in the Boy Scouts. I learned to take responsibility at an early age where I could and when I could and try to help out. I try to be responsible for my family, and I resigned from Federal Express management to be able to stay home and stay and raise my son and do the homeschooling thing, give him all of the things that he needed to be successful, and he is. It paid off in dividends. Now, I've moved to a community where I thought I would be safe, my animals would be safe, but yet we come under attack. Those around me that are not part of the old boy system are under attack. Someone has to stand, and at that time, that someone was me. And so I did the right thing, looked at, you know, all across the board, doing an audit of every county office that I would have in my purview to do that. And with the help of the comptroller of the state and a outside position and authority to prosecute, we could have cleaned house and made this a better place and safer place for everyone to live. But they couldn't stand for that to be done.
All right, and Vincent, I'm going to agree with Mike completely, but I would also submit to you that, again, I said, and a lot of people always say, well, Sam, you complain about some of the things people are trying to do, like this trucker strike, which we'll get into in a minute. And by the way, I got some updates on that for you that's very interesting. Nevertheless, I submit to you there are solutions, and a lot of times we look in the wrong places for solutions. And what I'm submitting to you is, you know what, the political realm in which we have to deal with on a daily basis that's full of corruption is no different than government, no different than business, no different than every other aspect of our society that's corrupt as all get out. Society merely mirrors the people, and we are a corrupt people. Everyone's on the take. Everyone wants what they want now. No one wants to delay gratification or live moral lives. They expect to live in a very selfish manner. Okay, these things mirror individuals and families, and society is no stronger than the individual or the family. So the reason I say that is when you say, can we elect good, honest people? If good, moral people choose to live good, moral lives and are self-governing and decide to run for office and good people uphold them, then the answer is yes. On the other hand, if you say, can a good person in a sea of immorality do well and get elected? Not a chance. So it's a societal discussion, not a can we elect good people discussion. It's a morality discussion, Vince.
There you go. No disagreement from me. Sam Bushman, Mike Parsons, Vincent Fidelli, USAPrepares.com. Sam's got an update on the trucker strike. How well is it working? Is it working? We're going to find out when we come back in just a couple minutes.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got Sam Bushman. Got Mike Parsons. And Sam's got an update. What's happening in the trucker strike?
All right,
strike?
Sam. If you go to Fox News, okay, they have a headline that says, truckers plan to clog Capitol Beltway to protest government corruption. Now, I agree that there's government corruption. Don't misunderstand me. And I agree that we got to do something. I go there. But, ladies and gentlemen, I found a note on this website that basically says, hey, you know what? There's not any clog of the Beltway. There's a few trucks rolling, you know, 5, 10, 15 or whatever. But we're not even close to the 3,000 they said they were going to have. We're not even close to 300 that they said they were going to have. I called Washington, D.C. police, and they say there's no traffic jam whatsoever. So, you know what? I agree with Mike Parsons, and I agree with you, Vincent, that, look, we've got to do something. And I don't have a problem with people wanting to peacefully assemble and push for a redress of grievances. I'm okay with that. But when you start to have an organization that says they're going to do this big, grandiose thing, and I, as a talk show host, do my level best for literally days to try to find out who you are and what you're going to accomplish and what your goals are and how we can help in the cause. Because, see, when I first started digging into this trucker strike thing, my goal was, man, this is fantastic. Me and Vince talked about it. And our goal was, how do we interview folks and support this effort? And so it was in the goal to support this effort that I all of a sudden found a few things that made me go, that made me go, man, I'm not comfortable with this. First off, who are the leaders? And you find out it's a bunch of folks that aren't trekkers with alternative agendas to push, such as a talk show, a country music career. And you say, okay, they're not trekkers. Then you talk to the independent truckers associations, and none of those folks are involved. They don't want anything to do with it. Then you start talking to truckers on the road, Breaker 19, and guys are going, oh, I've heard of it, but I'm not going. Oh, I've heard of it. It sounds like a good idea, but I can't attend. Oh, I don't want my company logo on my truck to be there. I'm not going to drive in it, but it's a great idea, and I support them 100%, man. I wish them well. And then you go right on down the line, and you say, okay, I'm going to try to get a hold of these folks. I sent an email to the leaders. There's only three leaders that I know, and I sent them to the only place they're directing folks to go, media@ridefortheconstitution.org is where I sent my email, which is what the leaders of this group have been instructing people to do in the media. And I said, hey, who's going to be there? Who can I interview live from the scene while this breaks down, et cetera? No one even emailed me back, Vince. You were BCC'd into that email. Did you ever get a response back, sir? Because I sure didn't.
No, let me read that email. I read it before on Joyce Riley's show. Hi, all. My name is Sam Bushman, host of the nationally syndicated Liberty Roundtable radio talk show and owner of the Liberty News Radio Network. Can you please provide details of whom will be in attendance at the Truckers Ride event starting tomorrow? Will the following people be there and available to interview on site? Earl Conlon, Zeta Andrews, and Peter Santilli. Any other organizers? Thanks so much in advance for the info. Thanks, Sam Bushman, with your phone number. Yes, I was copied. I received no calls. I have not been able to find anybody who will talk to me about it. I don't know anybody who is participating. However, I really like the idea of the show of strength. Could it be materialized? The show of strength that says, look, we've had it. We don't like what the government's up to. It's just that this wasn't organized very well. And as so many grassroots events are poorly organized, this is just one more.
And my response to that is, that's okay with me. If you have a genuine attempt, you're just not that organized. My problem with it is there are conflicting statements of what they're even trying to accomplish. Okay, so one guy, Earl Conlon, says, hey, we're going to go in there and we're going to arrest folks, congressmen and senators, and we're going to arrest Barack Hussein. If the cops don't do their duty, we're going to do it. We're going to stop traffic. We're basically going to just shut down D.C. until we get our answers. Our goal is to shut down America. Okay, I don't support that. I don't support just a bunch of citizen vigilante groups getting together and running in and trying to commit citizens' arrests on folks. Like that, I don't think that's the answer. All that's going to do is get folks have their trucks impounded. It's kind of like the guy that runs around and says, hey, man, don't pay your taxes. I got the best way to help you avoid the IRS. It's a great idea, but it seems like the guy that tells everybody to do that makes a lot of money, and the guy that does it ends up in jail and loses all of his possessions. I don't think it's a good idea. So I'm not against the idea of peaceful assembly, and I'm not against the idea of a redress of grievances. But what you can't have is people okay, we're going to march on Washington with our guns, okay, kind of stuff where I don't believe it's helpful. In fact, it basically, in my opinion, puts a black eye on our movement of a bunch of crazy, whacked out renegades with no purpose. So I then say, well, fine, I'm for this event. Let's just say that for a second. Do you understand who they are, what they're trying to do, and how you can participate, even, Vince?
No, it's very, very difficult.
Okay, that's my problem, though.
There's no phone numbers.
You can't be for that, can you?
No, I can't.
Because you don't know what you're even for.
I'm for the concept of getting the message to Washington, D.C. that we've had it. We want morality back. We want lower taxes. We want our freedoms back. We want them to destroy all of the records that they've compiled about our biometrics, our phone calls, our emails, our texts. We want all of them out of office. Anyone who was involved, even at the slightest level, we want all of them out of office, out of the bureaucracy. Every single one of them.
I agree with that. The question is how to get that done.
For breach of trust. Well, yeah, and the truckers, I think what the few people who are involved in this are trying to communicate that they've had it, and they don't know what else to do. So they think they're going to be effective by shutting down the government. But it's not working. Well, let's bring another point. How about when we had the riots of the 1960s, and the blacks burned down their own neighborhoods? We're talking about something tantamount to bringing down our own government and hurting ourselves doing it. Now, I really do understand the concept. I really do. But we need to do it in a way that doesn't hurt us as well.
I agree 1,000%. Now, on the Fox News website, I told you the headline they promoted. But then there's a little note. If you look on FoxNews.com right this very second, it says, note from Griff Jenkins. Looks like the truck protest is not what is expected. Trucker. And then it says, from Griff, okay? Now, I don't even know who Griff is, but it's on Fox News, so take it for what it's worth. He says, even at the earliest moment of 5 a.m. this morning, I departed with their, quote, leader, General Lee. Now, that's another person that I tried to get a hold of in this thing. But General Lee, I don't know, you can't get a hold of him. But anyway, General Lee, there were no more than 10 trucks heading out, driving up 495 now, and I'm seeing no traffic, no convoy trucks. Okay, that's on Fox right now. Okay, if everybody thinks I don't know what I'm talking about, now I'm not against the idea to solve the problems in America. What I'm against, though, is telling trucker A, that might be an independent trucker, to not move freight for America. In other words, shut down the country, go on strike. That's usually a page out of the Communist Manifesto playbook to go on strike, by the way, against yourself if you're a self-employed trucker. And then to not make any money, to at great expense drive your truck all the way to D.C. I don't know how much it'll really cost to get all that done, but it's going to cost several thousand dollars. It's going to cost just oodles and days of time to be involved in something that's really poorly organized and for naught. Now, they said, well, there's about 3,000 truckers going to participate, but when Joyce asked one of their leaders, Pete Santelli, about it yesterday on a radio program, he wouldn't even answer how many people have signed up or registered to participate. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Do you really want trucker A, good guy, doing his best to really participate at great expense, only to go there for naught? If it goes off well, he might get his truck impounded. That ought to help him with his business. And if nobody shows up, then he spent great time, great money to be to something that, you know what, good, honest people could have prevented him from having to go in the first place. Every trucker we've talked to so far says it's a great idea, but I ain't going, right? So what I'm saying is I don't want people to get hurt in this, Vince.
And I don't either. And the image that I found, Sam, about 20 minutes ago, was a post on Facebook. It was the four lanes of 495, the Beltway. Four semis, just four, were traveling abreast, and there were a whole bunch of cars behind them. Cars behind them. Not trucks. Cars. It looked like four truckers were holding up a bunch of traffic, just four of them. So they had plenty of room in front of them. They were obviously going slowly by this photo. But there weren't thousands of trucks. There were four.
There weren't even 100 trucks, sir.
That's the point. The point I'm trying to make is we heard numbers like there's 150,000 likes on Facebook for this. Okay, likes didn't turn into trucks arriving so far. Now, maybe this afternoon we'll have more. Maybe tomorrow we'll have more because that's, you know, Saturday. And maybe we'll have more on Sunday. But it doesn't look like it's amassing to be what it was touted to be. And it's unfortunate because the message,
somebody could even give you a one-page slick, Vince, to tell me who they are, what they want to do, what their goals are, then I might give them a little bit of credence for doing their best. But I don't even see a one-page flyer about what I in the media, if I want to help them, can't even pull up a one-page bullet point of who they are and what they're going to do and how they're going to peacefully do something that I could say, you know what, I like that, I support that, even though there's not enough people, it was a great idea, you know what, maybe we can do it again and have more support, more organization. I don't even have anything I can go for that. I don't even know what they're trying to accomplish. Do
Mike,
you?
Your thoughts?
Well,
no, of course I don't.
I'm all for having 50,000 people walk into the state or the U.S. Capitol and the president's office and declare in a loud voice, you're fired, please exit the building, and then walk past the guards and escort these thugs to the curb, peacefully, unarmed, but in massive numbers. The reality is that if you engage them in commerce, and these truckers are in commerce, if they do what they're proposing to do, which is slow up traffic and such, they can be stopped and they can be ticketed, and that's all legal. People that are not engaged in commerce can exercise their right to travel freely on these highways, and it's all, you know, legal, and they really can't be...
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Mike Parsons, Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I've got a short announcement, actually two short announcements. Mother Earth News has a fair in Lawrence, Kansas this weekend, October 12 and 13. So that is tomorrow and Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, Lawrence, Kansas, October 12th and 13th, some of your USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. I will be there. Judy Dollarhite will be there. John Dollarhite will be there. Possibly Howard Shane may join us. So we will be there at the Lawrence, Kansas Mother Earth News Fair. And there's a post on the website if you'd like to see that. Also, on Monday, we have a slight change for the meetup. Dr. Judy Wood was planning to be in person to the event, the meetup event, and do a book signing. She will be doing it via Skype. What happened is she was planning to do another event in Colorado, stop back with us in Missouri, and stay with us for a day or two and do a presentation at the meetup. And I asked her not to spend the money because the event was canceled in Colorado. And I didn't want her to drive out to Missouri from the Carolinas out to Missouri and back just for that one meetup. So she wanted to do it. I asked her to do it via Skype. So what we've decided to do instead is have a large meetup and, you know, with maybe a couple hundred people where we can spend hours with her, maybe 3 hours rather than just a, you know, 1.5 hour meetup. So that's Monday. We will have the Monday meetup. Dr. Judy Wood will be there. Where did the towers go? It will be a video teleseminar live via Skype. And I did part of it with her last night. It's unbelievable. So I'd like to invite you to be there. Sam Bushman's with us. Mike Parsons.
And by the way, just so everybody in Utah knows, there are different places. That is at Ziggy's in Missouri, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. You know, Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio, and USAPrepares.com on GCN are doing a live simulcast. This is really, really interesting. Three broadcasters Mike Parsons with us, Sam Bushman, and I, and next hour, Joyce Riley is going to join us. So this is kind of groundbreaking, three broadcasters trying to get the word out together that we stand in solidarity, and if one of us is taken out, the others are coming to the rescue. No kidding. So, Mike Parsons, you were talking about the visiting the White House.
Well, the fact is in most states' constitution, they acknowledge in the very first article that the power's with the people. It is inherent in all free governments that their powers are founded by the authority of the people and instituted for the people's peace, safety, and happiness. For that advancement and to those ends, the people have at all times an unalienable and indefensible right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they, the people, may think proper. We just have to decide on what we think is proper and execute. Because obviously our government has been hijacked,
yeah,
been taken over, and it is rogue. And the only thing that we have to do now is decide on how to alter or abolish it. And the means is up to the individuals that do this. And certainly what we're living in now is a state of anarchy. When the government is totally run amok, when you've got a foreign bank controlling the currency, and a foreign corporation, the IRS, exercising authority over the people, and they've subverted your right as a child of God to a corporate status via those Social Security numbers, you know, it's an illusion, it's a trick, you've been duped and deceived, and it's time to take back what's rightfully yours.
Yeah, Mike, I'd like to clarify for anyone who might not have fully understood what you said. You used the word execute. Now, you did not mean execute any individuals. What you meant was have a plan and execute the plan. Is that correct?
Correct. Take action. Execution, take action.
Yeah.
Such as a
okay.
court would have an execution
Sam?
Order for a sheriff to go out and seize your property. We need to have an execution order for we, the people, to go take back our government from those people that are falsely occupying those offices and willfully destroying our Constitution and our God-given rights.
And I, along with Mike, want to restore the Republic of the tradition of our founders peacefully as well, sir.
Yep, so all of us are on the same page. We want to do it peacefully. Sam Bushman, Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli. We're going to be back after the top of the hour at news and a few short commercials. Joyce Riley will be joining us. Please don't touch that dial, because we're going to talk about who we are, why we say what we say, and we're going to share with you our point of reference. USAForParis.com. We'll be right back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.